Welcome to Waker Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to be with you today. As I say every single time, you need to visit theawakener.ca. If you haven't visited theawakener.ca yet, you're missing out. You're missing out on everything. It is literally a covert plan to destroy the Western world, destroy the USA, so they can remake this world. And this relates everything to that's happening in the news, and that's why I discuss it, but it's complicated. And that's why you need to go to, that's one word, theawakener.ca. Now, for today's show, we're going to talk all the latest about Trump, Putin, and all the stuff that's going on. Everyone is so excited that Trump is finally dragging Zelensky and Putin together, and there's going to harsh us out, and there's going to be world peace, and like all this good stuff is going to happen. Maybe there'll be peace. But as you know, this podcast is really about world stalemate. And what do I mean by world stalemate? I mean, really, progressively, things have not changed since the collapse of the Iron Curtain. What does that mean? Russia and China kind of have their power access. The USA has their power access. Are things really progressing toward world stalemate once again? Is that what Trump is trying to do? I'm not sure about that, and I'm going to go over a bunch of topics and how that relates, things in regards to blackmail, things in regards to, obviously, Hillary. So follow along. If you get confused, if this is your first show, like, once again, go to my website or listen back to some of my previous shows, because it'll kind of explain everything that's kind of happening, and you'll really kind of wrap your mind around it. Now, is there really going to be peace? That's really the question that everybody's asking right now. And like I've told you, I don't trust Vladimir Putin. I don't trust the communist conspiracy whatsoever. I don't believe anything that Trump says either. Recognizing that obviously Trump and the previous President Obama, who was running the show under Biden, are completely different polar opposites when it comes to their belief structure. If you haven't figured out by now, Obama is 100% a communist. Trump is a capitalist. And they both have different kind of imperialistic views. Where am I going with this? Well, as you know, the whole podcast that I speak about is based on the ideology or the belief structure that the Iron Curtain collapse was fake. The reason why it was fake is because we had a world stalemate in the 1960s where both sides amassed nuclear weapons and nobody could break this down. And then obviously, as you know, I've detailed before how the U.S. started to grab the upper hand in technology-wise from the moon landing and subsequent submarine developments after that, which led to the Soviets kind of playing ball in the hard way, which means they started to cheat, they started to lie, they faked their Iron Curtain collapse with George Soros telling the Western world that communism was over. And then obviously his propaganda system, his money, and everything that he's funding with the left-wing media is meant to poison us and feed us communism from within. Now, as you know, I don't believe anything that's really, I don't believe that there's going to be world peace. Any kind of peace agreement that comes out of this, if it does happen, is not going to be based on any solid ground whatsoever. In the case of Trump, well, Trump is going and giving the green light to Israel to go in and take Palestine. And as you know, Palestine was a KGB creation with Yasser Arafat. It's being financed by, obviously, states in the Middle East, like Iran and crew. So for him to give Israel the green light to go in there and occupy it is not really saying, hey, we're going to have peace. And I don't trust anything Vladimir Putin is saying and how he's running his government whatsoever. And as you know, I don't trust Zelensky whatsoever. Because if you do any kind of research when it comes to Zelensky, you would understand that the Ukrainians, their upper management, I should say, is working with the Russians. And how is this possible? Well, you know, obviously, as you know, George Soros and crew and his organizations, if they were truly working with the Russians and the Iron Curtain collapse was faked, you would understand the money that's flowing into Ukraine is being money laundered. You would understand that it's being sent back to Russia. You would understand that this is a front to drag the U.S. into a power structure changing war. The U.S. complex is supposed to, or was supposed to, come to war where there was supposed to be something that happened where the U.S. complex would have taken the big fat L, because something was prepared for it. In regards to Israel and crew, as we talked about, all this stuff relates. In regards to Taiwan, all this relates as well. And when it comes to the blackmail that's coming out that everyone's talking about with Epstein, it all relates, ladies and gentlemen. Everything is this big giant circle. And it's not about a world stalemate. It's about these two imperialistic forces that are at tug of war with each other in regards to the world. People have always asked my honest opinion about what I think is happening. And like, you know, why do you believe this? Well, I believe the Iron Curtain collapse was faked. I believe that communism is still alive and well. I think Russia and China now are more powerful than they ever were back in 1989. I've been over their GDP before. Their GDP in 1989, both of them combined, was not anywhere close to what the US was. In fact, both had a GDP similar to Canada's. I think it was $390 billion. So what has changed? What has changed is that the Western world has let its guard down. And do you truly believe that Trump is trying to bring everything back to this world stalemate? Do you believe that he's ushering this new era of peace, where Russia and China and America are all of a sudden going to get along? Do you believe that Iran and Israel then will get along? I don't believe so whatsoever. I think this is all a game of manipulation from both sides. And as you know, the outcome of all this is one side is going to win. People have their theories on what that is and why that is going to happen. But everything is going to be okay, ladies and gentlemen. This is not meant to be something that where, you know, you panic. It's just meant to kind of bring kind of an awakening to you that this left-wing movement does bring with it a hidden Soviet military agenda that's meant to manipulate and kind of bring the U.S. complex to its doom. So they can obviously take over. Now, the globalists are a really interesting thing because everyone's talking about them as they've been talking since the beginning of time. And as you know, with Soros and the Iron Curtain and all his money, the globalists are only in this for power. And when it comes to our governments in the Western world, everyone talks about, oh my goodness, all this corruption. Can you see it? They're sending all this money and they're wasting it. They're sending billions of dollars to Ukraine. They're just, you know, they take our tax dollars and it disappears into some fund and then it's all wasted. Well, like, if there's this much corruption, what makes you think that they're not guilty of treason? What makes you think that there's not something more that's involved in this? And this is really what's going on. Now, Hillary, the dossier, and everything that's coming right now, this slow drip of information is really going to, it's going to bring the truth out, which was what I told everybody from the beginning. The only reason, I'll give you a scenario here. The only way there is going to be an actual world stalemate where things will go back to being normal for a long period of time, where Russia and China and Iran and all these nations get along with the US, I'll tell you, there's only one circumstance that that's gonna happen. Trump has gotta walk over to Vladimir Putin in this meeting and he's gotta go, listen, we know everything about Hillary being blackmailed. We know about Epstein working for the Russians. We know about all this. And he's got to promise Vladimir that all this will be buried and all this will go away. That's the only way that Vladimir will give over peace for whatever reason. So think about it. I told everybody about a year ago, if you go back on my old shows, a year and a half ago, I told everybody that world peace will come if Trump promises to bury everything. And at this point, people are talking about how it's not. It's this slow drip of information that's coming out is an unstoppable wall. And I don't believe that Trump himself is going to be able to stop this. It might be the end of him as we know it for being president in the future. But all this is going to be interesting to watch how it all comes about. And everyone kind of, you can see the latest narrative talking about this. Will there be peace? All depends on blackmail and whether it's going to be buried. That's it for now. Go to theawakener.ca. It's very complicated, I know, but subscribe, follow for more.